The illusion of time is about my real-life experience, showing me my brain needed weeks to construct the present moment. Inside the brain, the so-called future may actually be the past. The brain needs a long time to construct the present moment. The event below happened to me in the mid-1990s, which was about 50 years after I had a near-death experience at age 7. I was working through P.M.H. Atwater's book, Future Memory. You can find the book with a web search. James Van Avery has an experiment which P.M.H. Atwater thoroughly outlines in the book. I worked through the experiment very slowly over several days. I let everything marinate in my mind. The outcome of the lesson was a picture which I drew in pencil on a piece of typewriter paper. I set it aside for several weeks. There was an internet workshop at Verizon corporate offices in Pittsburgh, PA, which I attended about a month later. When I arrived at the Verizon office building, there were about 20 people already seated in the presentation room. As soon as I sat down, I got chills and goosebumps. The room was in the pencil drawing which I had drawn last month. I dismissed the idea of seeing the future because something directly in front of me in my drawing was missing. Then, a few seconds before the demonstration began, two young women arrived late to the lecture. They quickly grabbed two chairs for themselves and placed the chairs exactly where the chairs and the women were drawn during my experiment. Years later, I realized I was actually seeing the past. My brain was very slow at constructing the moment of the lecture. It cannot catch up to the speed of infinite awareness ever. It just sees a movie filmed a long time ago. I did actually experience the lecture exactly as it happened, except my brain needed all of the so-called future to get the movie of the lecture ready to be seen. I usually disagree with almost any interpretation of events like this experience. My motto is, let's agree to disagree. One important detail, my drawing was a mirror image of the actual scene. I had to flip the paper over and view it from the back to align the actual scene as it appeared to me during the lecture. See if this works.